From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
One man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this magnificent Sports Monday morning, the world of sports is buzzing, and we're going to get to all the big stories, including how you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, can win your fantasy football league this season. That's right. It's March 2nd, and I've got the answer for you. How you can win your fantasy football league this season, and why something that happened this weekend in football provided the roadmap to that happening. I'll explain coming up as we move along this hour here on You Better You Bet. I will also tell all of you which NBA title contender had a no good, awful, very bad weekend, and why I'm not yet panicking about it at all. Our bets for tonight will close the show, as we will look to do a little better than we did at the end of last week. Shout out to the people on Instagram, and I always appreciate all the messages, good or bad. Listen, haters help pay the bills also. I have a very expensive Palm Beach vacation planned at the end of April, and you know, the haters have helped me pay for it, so thank you very much to all the haters. The messages that I got, some of them, and these are fans of the show, and I appreciate them, saying, man, great college basketball bets at the end of the week last week, and now you're taking off Friday, hiding from us after a bunch of losers, including, how about Purdue minus 7.5 on Thursday against Michigan State losing outright, after St. John's losing by 30 to UConn? Not great. We will attempt to do better tonight. And spoiler for everybody, I don't know if I'm going to. Because my favorite bet for tonight in college basketball, all I'll share for right now, and there's only a couple really good games at Duke and NC State tonight, and then the big one in the Big 12, Arizona and Iowa State. The betting market is already moving against me, and it's 9:03 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time. So the buyer beware for the end of the show when I give you the bets. We'll get Kenny Henderson's college basketball bets as well at the end of the program. Three tremendous guests will join us today on this magnificent Sports Monday. Later this hour, friend of the show, making his debut in this new time slot, John Martin of Odyssey in Memphis in the Field of 68. John is hysterical, if you've never heard him before, is amazing with college basketball. John Martin will join us later this hour. Looking forward to that. My friend, who I've known for like 20 years, we came up in the industry together, Justin Termini, one of the lead hosts of SiriusXM NBA Radio, NBA Today, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Sirius. JT stops by next hour on the show, talking all things association after a very newsworthy weekend in the NBA. And then to lead off the final hour, the power hour, Noah Eagle. That's right. The great Noah Eagle will join the show. And among the questions I will ask Noah Eagle, how in the world do you get your hair to stay in place like that during broadcasts? As someone whose hair very rarely moves at all, and I know the effort that goes into making that happen, I can't wait to hear that from Noah Eagle, and we'll also talk sports as well, of course, with Noah Eagle in the final hour, the power hour of the show today. The phone number to chime in, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. All social platforms I am on, I said that like Yoda, I don't know why, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Shout out to everyone listening on Sirius, radio stations nationwide, Odyssey app, Westwood One app, watching on Twitch, and at youtube.com/@TheCostos. To quote the great Bruce Pritchard, I love each and every one of you. But we officially begin the Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a public service announcement. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hove. H to the OV. No, I am not Jay-Z. I am not Sean Carter, and probably a good thing these days. Now, the PSA that I will bring you on this Monday morning. Have you checked the calendar? Are you aware at this moment in time that it is March? Can you smell it in the air? It smells like college basketball. The air, fragrant with the scent of conference tournaments. And we've got some this week before the big boys take center stage next week. An aromatic assault on the senses when one considers Selection Sunday, 2 weeks from yesterday, we are almost here to the NCAA tournament. So on this Monday morning, the first show done here by us on Westwood One Sports in the glorious sports month of March, I, Nick Costos, bring to you the college basketball State of the Union. And this college basketball season, thus far, has reminded me a lot of the NCAA tournament, where there's a lot of contenders to start the year, and I have said that many times, numerous times over the course of the season. And you know, if you watch and listen to the show, that this, You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, this is not a show that parachutes in March and just starts talking college basketball. No, 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 no. We've been talking about college basketball since the year of our Lord, 2025. Talking about how loaded this freshman class is. Talking about the parity in this year's college basketball season, how there are many teams that could potentially win the national championship. But as time has gone on, and the calendar turns to January, and then it flips to February, and that son of a bitch flips now to March as it's Monday morning, March 2nd, just like in the NCAA tournament, as the list gets whittled down as the year goes on, as the tournament goes on, we have seen the list of true championship contenders, at least in my eyes, get whittled down to just a couple. And it reminds me of when you have like a pro wrestling main event, and for the wrestling fans out there, like WrestleMania 2000, which we thought was going to be Triple H against The Rock. That's what made all the sense in the world. And then we get Mick Foley added to the mix, and now it's a triple threat match. But wait, here's the big show, and now it's a fatal four-way. We see this happening, right? We thought it was going to be two, and then it's three, and then it's four. Now, I'm thinking about it last night as I'm going to sleep, because I'm always thinking about the show, which is both a gift and a curse. Great for you, our viewers and listeners. Bad for my marriage. Just ask my wife. She would love for me to stop thinking about this show and sports as much as I do. And I'm thinking about it last night as my head's on the pillow. I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And I'm thinking about it this morning on the drive into work when I picked up oatmeal from Starbucks. And I'm showing it right now on camera. It's basically soup. I want to know how you make oatmeal that's like 85% liquid. The thing is terrible. I have to have a talk with my local Starbucks tomorrow morning. But I'm thinking about it last night and this morning. And this is going to sound like a crazy analogy, but I want you to bear with me because I promise that it's going to make sense. This college basketball season, in terms of the big contenders at the top of the odds board at BetMGM, and the way that I see it right now, it reminds me of the Best Actor Award at the 2014 Emmys. And I promise I'm going to make this make sense. In that category, Best Actor at the 2014 Emmys, and maybe you see this on Instagram, if you're on Instagram, or you like TV content, if this comes up in the algorithm on a social media app of your preference, where this will come up sometimes, because it is a very, very famous group of actors vying for Best Actor, some saying it's the greatest list ever, given the television seasons that were on the air that year, and the names of these actors were absolutely unbelievable. And we are going to take some of these actors, and we are going to compare them to some of these big-name schools that could win the national championship. Let's start with the two teams that have been considered for the vast majority of this college basketball season to be the two best teams, to be the teams most likely to win the title, and everybody has said this for the vast majority of the season. Maybe not today on Monday morning, March 2nd, but for the vast majority of the season. Those two teams are Michigan and Arizona. And we'll start with Michigan, the favorite all season, the favorite right now at BetMGM to win the title at plus 325. Michigan is Bryan Cranston. Well, obviously, Walter White from Breaking Bad has been the favorite all year long, been the team that people assume is going to win the championship. And we saw Michigan on Friday night absolutely slam the Illini in Champaign, 84-70. Michigan winning the Big Ten regular season title in the process. And it looks like Michigan has very quickly gotten over the loss last weekend, the one before this past weekend, to Duke. In a game that you can pretty easily say, man, if Elliott Gadeau shoots a little better, Michigan gets a little lucky. Michigan may win that game against the Duke Blue Devils, and no one would have batted an eyelash. Michigan's got it all, like Bryan Cranston did. The Final Four worthy coach in Dusty May, who took FAU to a Final Four. They've got so much depth. They've got the big men. They've got the scorer in Yaxel Landerberg. Like Elliott Gadeau, when he's not missing every shot, is a very good collegiate point guard. Michigan is Bryan Cranston. Oh, yeah. The Wolverines are awesome. And then we can go to the Arizona Wildcats. John Hamm in Mad Men. These are the two stalwarts, Cranston and Hamm, Michigan and Arizona, all season long. And Arizona, with Tommy Lloyd as coach, yo, just slicing and dicing their way through the season, obliterating and eviscerating all the competition, up until a little bit of a hiccup that Arizona had, right? Losing on the road at Kansas, getting upset by Texas Tech, losing Coa Pete in the process. But since then, oh, Arizona's picked itself back up, winning on the road at Houston last weekend in super impressive fashion. And how about what Arizona did on Saturday to the Kansas Jayhawks, taking Kansas behind the woodshed and beating that ass? Jaden Bradley's a closer. Burries is absolutely nasty. Coa Pete's back for Arizona. And the Wildcats once again look poised to break what has been a disappointing stretch for Tommy Lloyd as Arizona coach, as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned, to maybe, just maybe, get Arizona to the Final Four and beyond. Those have been the two best teams all year that everybody's talked about. Michigan and Arizona, Cranston and Hamm. But new challengers have emerged. And I said for a long time, leading into, and you know this as a listener and viewer of the show, that I said for months that Duke is flying under the radar. And I said that to Jay Billis when he joined us about 3 weeks ago here on You Better You Bet. And Jay Billis, a Dukie, Jay agreed with me on that, that people are sleeping on the Duke Blue Devils. Kind of like we saw back in 2014, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, True Detective Season 1. One of the best seasons of television of all time. Now, the rest of the seasons of True Detective, especially Season 2 with Vince Vaughn as the bad guy, which I think is probably the worst casting choice ever. Let's take this really likable, really funny guy and make him the villain in a season of prestige television. Wow, can't believe it didn't work. But True Detective Season 1, an absolute banger. And it's got the name recognition. McConaughey and Harrelson, two legendary actors, much like the Duke Blue Devils do. But given the competition at the top of the board, maybe a little bit overlooked, like Duke was for the majority of the season. But I'll tell you what, time's a flat circle. Like Rust Cole slamming the beer can in that famous scene. Like all the great scenes with Harrelson and McConaughey in True Detective Season 1. Duke emerging from the shadows, beating Michigan last weekend. Duke currently the number one team in the country with the soon-to-be National Player of the Year in Cam Boozer. Plus 350 to win the championship. I would be stunned if Duke did not make the Final Four. Isaiah Evans, the leading scorer on Saturday against Virginia, sharpshooter to go along with Boozer, and John Shire, a magnificent coach. Oh, baby. No one's sleeping on Duke anymore. Everybody is wide-ass awake. So even over the last couple weeks, I think that the general thought has been, even if it hasn't been this way the whole season, Arizona, Michigan, and then Duke. But over the last 2 weeks, over the last 7 days, we are seeing a new challenger emerge. And that challenger, much like Jeff Daniels in 2000. Now, I hated the show, The Newsroom. Does anyone remember The Newsroom on HBO? It's one of these Aaron Sorkin shows where the dialogue is like no one would ever speak like this in real life. And like everybody loved this show. I tried. There was a love triangle on the show. I don't even remember who. It wasn't Jeff Daniels. It was like two guys and a girl. And I actually, in a love triangle, when you watch a television show, you're supposed to like root for like one of the couples to get together. This might be the only love triangle in the history of television where you watch it and I root against all of them. I wanted all three of them to be miserable. They were all, for my estimation at least, very unlikable. Jeff Daniels won Best Actor at the Emmys in 2013 for his role in The Newsroom. But Jeff Daniels in 2014, when you got Bryan Cranston, when you've got John Hamm, when you've got McConaughey, when you've got Woody Harrelson, maybe you don't think about him as much. The reigning, defending, national champion, Florida Gators. Don't look now, but the Gators are red hot. Winners of 9 straight. Winners of 14 of 15. Just beat Arkansas, beat the brakes off of John Calipari in Arkansas, to the point where Cal is tilting and yelling at Todd Golden during the game. 34-point loss for Arkansas on Saturday at the hands of Florida, tying John Calipari's worst loss in his collegiate career, and that first happened in 1989 when he was the head coach at UMass. Think about that. How many of you were alive when that happened in our audience? That's how bad it was on Saturday for Arkansas at the hands of Florida. So Florida, on this 9-game win streak, since an inexplicable loss to Auburn, and we don't even think Auburn's making the tournament at this point, 15 and 14 now, are the Auburn Tigers. Florida, since then, has beaten South Carolina by 47. 47. Bama by 20. Bama's awesome. Big comeback against Tennessee over the weekend. Beat Bama by 23. Beat A&M by 19. Georgia by 20. Kentucky by 9. South Carolina again by 14. Ole Miss by 19. Texas by 13, and then Arkansas by 34. Dallin Cuff, who joined us recently on the show, one of the sharpest college basketball analysts in the country, said that he thinks Florida's the best team. Jeff Goodman from the Field of 68 joined us last week, and he said Florida is on the short list of teams that can win the national championship. and our viewpoint collectively of Florida, I think is a little taken askew by what the Gators did early in the season. Losing to Connecticut early in the year, losing to Arizona early in the year, losing to Duke early in the year. And people kind of thinking, man, they don't have the guard play requisite to get it done. You know, they lost Walter Clayton and others in the NBA draft. Won the championship last year, but probably not going to get it done this year. We've gone completely the other way. You could sleep on Jeff Daniels. You could sleep on Florida. I think you do that at your own peril. This top four in college basketball right now, like the 2014 Best Actor Award at the Emmys, stacked with absolute monsters, and you can make the case for any of them to win. At the moment, I'll go with Duke. I'll stick with my pick of the Duke Blue Devils to do what they should have done last year, where that Duke team will go down in history as one of the best teams to not win the national championship with Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple and company. Cam Boozer and company, I think, get it done over the course of the next month and win the national championship in college basketball. Duke, Michigan, Arizona, Florida. Your national champion, I think it's Duke. Your national champion, I believe, will be one of those four teams. So I ask you, our listeners and viewers, and I will tweet this at the Costos coming up momentarily. One of those four teams or the field to win the national championship this year. Again, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida, or any other team in college basketball. One of those four teams or the field. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can tweet us at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and add you better, you bet. We'll do more college basketball later this hour when John Martin joins us from Odyssey in Memphis in the Field of 68. But on the other side, I'm going to tell all of you how you can win your fantasy football league this coming season. That's right. I've already got the answer. And I'll share it with you and tell you why it dovetails in with something that happened this weekend in football. Next, You Better You Bet on a Monday. Westwood One Sports with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
There's some big names on the trade block. Jaylen Waddle, Max Crosby, A.J. Brown. Where are they going? And how will the moves impact your team? We'll tell you as it happens.
Westwood One.
Westwood One Sports.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. On ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more, go to...
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.